Princeling! Are you here? It's me, your love. I've come to rescue you. If you're here, please say something. I have spilled your captor's blood, and I only want to find you safe. There you are. Are you hurt? Let me see you. Those bruises and cuts, they must pain you so. How could they do this to my gentle, sweet boy? You wouldn't do as you were told? Why not? Haven't I told you to do everything you can to protect yourself if you are captured? They wanted you to pleasure them? But you said no when they beat you? I wish I could kill all of them again, but much more slowly. Are you all right? They didn't hurt you beyond this superficial damage, did they? They didn't force you to do things? Good. I could never forgive myself if you had been truly harmed. Now, you can explain to me how you got here, precisely. Yes, I know you were kidnapped. I just rescued you. That isn't what I meant, and you know it. Don't play innocent with me, Princeling. You might look at me with your soulful eyes, but you don't deceive me. How did you get in a position to be captured in the first place? Yes, I am aware that you snuck out against my wishes. That is what I want you to explain, quickly, before I lose my patience. So, you decided, knowing the danger, that you needed to sneak out of my tent at night and go into the city for what, exactly? Silence won't help you. Were you tired of my company? Is that it? If so, I wish you had just told me. Well then, what is it? Spit it out! You were meeting someone. At the tavern? Who? A bounty hunter? Why would you do that if you didn't want to go home? Oh, I see. You were planning on paying him off, so he would return and say that he had found no trace of you, so that we could be together forever. But he had other ideas, took the gold that you gave him, and planned to ransom you, as I might have. I find your youth and innocence most appealing, as you know, but at times you can be vexing. Yes, most vexing. Why didn't you just tell me? I think it was a fine idea, even if he wasn't trustworthy. I could have met with him, and then you would still be safe, and you wouldn't have had to endure such a terrible ordeal, and I wouldn't have been made sick with worry. You wanted to do this yourself, to prove your devotion. I know your devotion well. You prove it to me every night, sometimes more than once. So you took quite a needless risk. That wasn't all. You wanted to do this and then return? To show you loved me, so I wouldn't fall in love with another. Oh, my sweet, innocent, beautiful boy. What am I going to do with you? I must have failed you in some way for you to even think like this. Because you think you are replaceable. You are not. No, of course I've had men before, and pretty ones, too. Give me your hands. Do it. Good. Now look in my eyes. You are not replaceable. You are unique. I'm not done. You are beautiful, yes, and I find you most arousing. But you are also clever and loving and kind. When I return after a raid or a long day of riding, I am eager to see you first, to hold you first. Do you think this is just because of lust or infatuation? No. I can find pretty men, relatively easily. I've had my share, it's true, but you are a treasure. Your luster shines so that all might see it in every word and deed. I've had offers, you know, from other women, local nobles usually, who wish to purchase you. I'll tell you what I tell them. No. I love my princeling. He is precious to me, more so than gold or even life. And then I usually warn them away like a wolf defending her mate with growls and threats. Haven't you wondered why no women ever make advances upon you? Now, what else can I do to make you understand the depth of my love and desire? Perhaps that isn't enough. Perhaps I need to remind you who you belong to. Yes, you are my beautiful boy, my love, and most importantly, mine. No one else may touch or have you. Do you understand? Say it. Say that you belong to me. Good boy. Very good. Now strip. Yes, right here and now. Do I sound unsure to you? We will not be bothered. My men are not so stupid. Strip. Oh, there you are. Such fine skin, smooth and lovely. And you always shudder when I run my fingertips over your back, your chest, your cock. That was quite a moan. It has been over a week, hasn't it? And you, being such a good boy, remembered my instructions to you, did you not? Yes, that's right. I told you that no matter how aroused you were never to give yourself pleasure without my permission. And being such a good boy, you waited for me. Do you feel it in your balls, my love? That aching pressure? Your cock was hard before I even touched it. You must be so ready. Are you? Good boy. Now lay down. Yes, on the floor. Sometimes one must suffer for one's decisions, no matter how well-intentioned they are. Good, my love. First, we must relieve you. I know how you must feel, and it's my duty to care for you, isn't it? And I've so missed your taste, my lovely boy. Don't move. Don't touch me, or put your hands in my hair, as you like to do. Lay there and take it. Do you understand? Good boy. Oh yes. How I missed your flavor and your moans. Yes, there is that first drop of early seed, and quite a bit of it. My boy must need to be milked quite badly, mustn't he? That's it. Keep your arms at your sides. I feel you tense up. Hear your whimpers and cries. Relax, or I'll stop. Oh, yes, I will. I'll stop and make you wait until we get home. I'll make you sit in front of me on my horse, and I will touch you all over, but won't let you come. That's better. Now, Open your eyes and watch me as I finish you. Yes. I feel you swelling. Let go. Now. Give me all your seed. All of it. So much seed, my love. You are such a good, virile boy. And your cock is perfect in taste, in feel, even in size. Not too large or too small, just the right size to hit all of my most sensitive spots. Speaking of which, I think it's time that you gave me your body, don't you? Oh, yes, right here on this hard floor. Don't pretend that the idea doesn't arouse you. I warn you, though, I haven't had any pleasure for a week either. I'm quite pent up. Yes, my sweet boy, I'm going to ride you hard, and you're going to give me your seed again, straight into my willing womb. I see your cock already beginning to grow firm again. Let me just stroke it. Still wet from my ministrations. Yes, there he goes. You are impressive, my princeling, to recover so quickly. Yes, I'm stripping as well. I'm going to mount you and ride you hard. And I want you to see all of me take my pleasure from you. Yes, you may touch me this time. You know how I love the feel of your hands on me as we join. And I'm just going to straddle you. Oh, fuck. Yes, you're so hard. That's it. Oh, my princeling, thrust up into me as I ride you. Take your punishment. That's it. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Your hands know just how to explore me. Yeah. Pinch my nipples like that. Oh, your fingers on my clit. Oh, how I miss them. Oh, yes. Fuck me hard. Oh, my boy. Oh, yes. Like that. Oh, yes. Hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, that's my good boy. I needed that. I needed you so badly, love. Yes, I'm a bit cold too. Let's get dressed and we can leave. Huh? That? No. All is forgiven. Of course it is. You did something that I didn't like. You suffered for it, to my dismay. And then we had a little tiff. It's over now, and you are safe. And I find it's always wise to make love after a fight with my beautiful princeling. Just promise that if you have any more wild ideas, you'll include me in them. Such things can be fun, have done together. Come, take my hand. Let's go home.